Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. And we always appreciate it when you share those on social media. Got a lot to discuss once again tonight. It's been a beautiful day here in America and a lot of the cities. I know it was here. Hope you guys are enjoying perhaps the nicer weather. Spring is in front of us. The Democrats are still up to their same old tricks, it seems. Having special counsel Robert Hur in to answer questions this week. And I thought he did a pretty good job defending his position. The Democrats were just attacking this guy, trying to dodge. And the real conclusion of the special counsel, they tried to act like it was just an ageism thing and that Joe Biden's just fine. I heard one guy saying, oh, but if Joe Biden was 60, would you still come to this conclusion? Or is it only because he's so old that you feel like you can come out and say that he's mentally unfit? The fact is, Joe Biden had classified documents, and he wasn't even protected by the Presidential Records Act. He had them from when he was a senator, from when he was a vice president, and he had them all over the place. And he is going to avoid any prosecution because Robert Hur, of course, said that no jury would find him guilty because he's not mentally competent to stand trial. And that's who we have leading this country right now. And it's just a sad state of affairs here in America. And Robert Hur, I thought, did a good job defending his position. What were your thoughts, Rob?
Andrew, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I have a lot to say about this. I watched it the other day, this Robert Hur on the Hill before Congress. Want to say that it's just astonishing at how the Democrats, you're sitting there, and I want to say they're hearing something different than what was being said, but I think it's a little bit more than that, is that they wanted to try to cover up what was being said. And we've spoken about this on the show before, when Robert Hur was initially appointed to special counsel, and how we had reservations, although he's a Republican, and but we know how this game is being played out. Merrick Garland purposefully picked him, thinking that he was going to give the Biden administration the cover that they needed. And Andrew, I have to admit, he gave them cover. He decided not to bring charges against Joe Biden. What more do they want? Okay, it's like he gave you what you wanted. And when you think about it, Andrew, you think of the last few presidents that we've had. Hillary Clinton, well, people who are running for president, I'm sorry, not the last few presidents, but the individuals who were running for president, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. What do they all share in common? They all had classified documents. What is the difference? Hillary and Joe Biden aren't being persecuted or prosecuted. Trump is. And that's something that the Democrats the other day kept saying throughout this entire hearing, that there was a big difference because Trump decided not to work with the special counsel. He didn't want them to see any of his documents. But what people fail to realize, and I want to definitely get this out there, is that NARA, the National Archives, who take all the documents that presidents have and they archive them, knew that Trump had these documents. And they told Trump, if you take the documents, you need to make certain that these documents are under lock and key. Well, let's just think about this. Trump lives in Mar-a-Lago. It is a highly secure place. I mean, it's probably more secure than Fort Knox. One, it's a private golf club. Number two, President Trump has his own private detail. Number three, he's a former president. So right. He gets security.
Secret Service is there.
Secret Service. So what could have possibly happened to those documents compared to where Joe Biden had the documents at UPenn Center, where the Chinese is funding? He had them at his garage, where doper his son, Hunter Biden, is, and he had them in boxes that were torn to pieces. He had documents all over in his garage, in his bedroom, in drawers. They weren't under lock and key, whereas Trump's documents were. So then they say, well, but Trump didn't want to give the documents to them. Trump said, you can come and look at the documents, but I have the documents. Then they want to concoct this thing with, oh, well, he didn't declassify and they were classified documents, but they were under lock and key. And then they want to say, oh, well, he shared the documents to people who shouldn't have saw the documents. He said that, but did he actually show the documents? No. What's what is a guy's name? Jack Smith is trying to say, oh, yeah, he had the documents. He was sharing them, and other people had the documents. And then, Andrew, did you notice that when this hearing was going on, fake news CNN decided to rustle up someone who worked at the Trump, who used to work at the Trump compound. And he said, oh, yeah, we were moving the documents here and there. And I didn't know what was inside the boxes. I was just moving the boxes. Well, if you didn't know what was inside the boxes, how do you know those were the classified documents? And out of all the documents, Andrew, according to Jack Smith's report, there are only 180 documents that they found. Now, here's the kicker, and we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again because I want to put all this into context. 180 documents were found in banker boxes. Banker boxes, they call them banker boxes, but they're the standard boxes that you get reams of paper in. And in one box of ream of paper, you probably have, I think, about 10 or six, maybe six reams of paper. And the reams of paper within one ream is probably like 1,000 sheets. But they said they only found 180 classified documents. But when they show this to the American people, they show about a bazillion documents that are boxes that are stacked up in rooms. And they're saying, wanting you to believe those are the classified documents. But remember, only 180 documents did they find. 180 documents, Andrew, can fit in one box, and then you can fit some other stuff in the boxes.
Yeah, some of these losers that have gotten fired from President Trump, it's probably the best thing that's happened for their career because apparently, even if you're the mover who just moves boxes, fake news CNN will reach out to you and throw you some money to come on and complain about President Trump and leak out some Trump derangement syndrome. The people that they use as their sources are just pathetic that they stoop so low to try and bash President Trump. I know we talked about this with Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos and how disgusting that was of George Stephanopoulos to go after Nancy Mace like that. And this classified documents case just shows how corrupt Biden's DOJ is. We've never seen anything like it. President Trump's residence was raided. Joe Biden's been treated with kid gloves on it. And like we've been saying, he was didn't even have the Presidential Records Act to protect him to have these classified documents. He had no business having these documents. But once again, we are seeing Biden's DOJ go after President Trump. And I really think once again the Democrats have overplayed their hand. Because the polls between President Trump and Ron DeSantis were very close until they raided Mar-a-Lago, and then President Trump's support shot up. And every time they've indicted him, he continues to get more and more popular. You know, Rob, I think they've made a big mistake. I know some people will say, "Oh, well, this is calculated because the Democrats know Joe Biden can beat Trump." I don't believe that because the Democrats do not want Trump back in office. They'd much rather have any other Republican than Donald Trump. So I do not think that they are looking forward to this rematch with Joe Biden.
They're not looking forward to the rematch. And even Nikki Haley was saying the same thing, is that they want Trump because they know they can beat him. No, they don't. They want you to think that. And like you said, they thought that by indicting him, that it would tank him and he wouldn't be able to secure the nomination, which, by the way, folks, he did the other night because he won all the different primaries. And did you see how far Nikki came in behind? Her name was still on the ballot. So if they wanted her, she would have shown a greater showing, but she didn't. But going back to this, what you were saying, Andrew, about the Democrats not wanting Trump. No, this is backfiring. But you know who saw through this? Donald Trump. They all thought that Donald Trump was going to cower and like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this to me. And Andrew, I got to admit, I was looking at this and I'm thinking, how is he going to handle this? And he's handling it like any American who loves the country would. Hit me with your best shot. I'm fighting for the American people. He has tapped into the blue class worker, collar worker. He's tapped into those individuals who are trying to make ends meet. For a long time, the Republican Party was viewed as the party for the rich, and that the Democrats was the party for the downtrodden. When Obama came in, it started to change. It's actually started, the genesis of the change started back with Clinton, you know, and all these big hoity-toity liberals. And I don't know if you remember, Andrew, back in the day when men would wear ponytails, that was like the end thing, the ponytails. Everyone had a ponytail. I'm thinking, what? But see, it was being ushered in under Bill Clinton. When Barack Obama came, I mean, it was a complete reversal. Trump saw it, he tapped into it, and that's what they don't like. Here you have a billionaire who has his finger on the pulse of America. And you have all these hoity-toity individuals that are thumbing their nose down and telling us, this is how you should view things. This is how you should be. Don't eat meat. Don't eat this. Eat soybeans. Eat grass. Eat bugs. And don't ride an airplane. You should be riding an electric car. Meanwhile, we're going to ride up in these huge limos. We're going to take first class. We're going to have our own private jets. Those are the people that are controlling the Democrat Party, minus a few extra fringe groups that support terrorist people. That's the people. Those are the individuals. So when I was listening to this and watching this play out and listening to all these Democrats trying to misconstrue Robert Hur, what he was saying and his report, like I said, he gave them what they wanted. He said, I can't charge him. No reasonable person would charge him, which is the same language that James Comey used when he said, I'm not going to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. So what more do they want? Well, see, they're angry and they're mad. Because he questioned. Well, he didn't question it. He pointed out the obvious that we've all seen. There is an issue with Joe and his cognitive ability. Has nothing to do with age. And we've talked about this before. Bernie Sanders is a lot older than Joe Biden. Warren Buffett is older than Joe Biden. What's her name? Is older than Nancy Pelosi. She's older than Joe Biden. Maxine Waters, they're older. Now, we can question their cognitive ability, but they're a whole lot older than Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is struggling. And if you read the entire report, what we heard and what we're seeing now, Andrew, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. Joe was rambling about being a first-class archer. Joe was rambling about having risque pictures of his wife in boxes. Now, we've talked about Jill Biden and how our dislike for Jill, but I have to admit, and I think I said this before, Andrew, when she was younger, she was a hottie. Okay, she looked good. Now, I don't think so much, but for her age, I will say this, for her age, she is an attractive older woman. Okay, but back in the day, she was a hottie. And I can only imagine the risque pictures that she and Joe took and they had in these boxes. So, but Joe was talking about all this stuff. And here's the other kicker, is that the report that Herb put together, some of the things that's in the report, they didn't bring up. Joe brought it up. And of course, he brought it up. So they just continued along those lines. Like when his son died, he mentioned his son. They said, okay, when did he die? Joe couldn't remember it. When Joe was vice president, he couldn't remember. He couldn't remember how many terms he served as vice president. He didn't know if Trump was still the president. These are things that Joe said on his own. And then when you have someone like Pramila Jayapal, the representative from California, trying to change Hur's report by saying that he exonerated Joe Biden, and a lot of them said it. Sheila Jackson Lee said it. Adam Schiff said it. Yeah, pencil neck. Cori Bush, Jerry Nadler. And the list goes on and on and on. They would start off saying, oh, and you exonerated Joe Biden. He said, no, I did not exonerate him. I didn't charge him, but I did not exonerate him. Oh, yeah, but you did. No, I did not. And I don't know if you all saw it, But they kept trying to talk over him over and over again. He's like, no, I did not exonerate him. And I gotta admit, I mean, this guy was cool, calm, and collected under pressure. And he was even attacked by some Republicans for not bringing charges against Joe. Because regardless as your of your age, and we've said this, if you commit a crime, you do the time. You can't say I killed someone, but he's old and no one will probably want to find him guilty. I doubt that, seriously. There are many people in jail right now because they committed a crime. There was a man who killed his wife. I think it was one of those mercy killings. They put him in jail. So why is it that Joe is above the law? So Robert Hurt gave them a get out of jail card, but these knuckleheads just simply did not want to accept it. They wanted to demonize him. And there was one representative who said, oh, and you're a Republican, by the way, aren't you? He said, yes. Oh, so you're doing all that you can to try to help Trump get back into office. Well, let's just flip the script. It seems as though Joe's Department of Justice is doing all that they can to keep Trump from coming into office. They're behaving like a third world country. They're behaving like Russia, like Vladimir Putin. If they feel that that the American people don't want Trump, then why won't they let it just play out at the polls and have a fair election? They won't, because they're afraid. And one of the things that they're afraid of is that the American people see Joe as being an invalid. They see Joe as being absent-minded, and he should not be anywhere near the White House. But they want to keep saying, oh, he was in all cylinders. Even Joe Scarborough was talking about Joe after the State of the Union. Nitro Joe, oh, he was on fire. Oh, well, so much for them saying that Joe has an issue with his memory. So much for them saying that Joe can't remember anything. So much for them saying that Joe is sleepy or Joe is slow. But then the next day, Andrew, they roll him out in Pennsylvania, and he starts telling the people, send me back to Congress. It's like, you're not in Congress, you knucklehead. So how is it that this guy has this like excellent memory that they keep talking to us about? He doesn't have it. He doesn't. And although they kept trying to say that he was exonerated, that Robert Hur's report exonerated him, Robert Hur himself said, I did not exonerate him. I did not exonerate him. So I think there was another senator, not senator, but representative, who was saying, well, why do you think Joe did all this? Why do you think that he took all those documents? Because in the report, it said that he willfully took the documents, and willfully mean that you know what you're doing. So at the time he was a senator, he knew what he was doing. Now we're up against a commercial break, and I'm going to pick this up because I'm going to tell you why they're saying he took the documents, Andrew.
You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use CofixRx because it works.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
So Andrew, when we went to break, I was teasing our audience with why Republicans got her to say why he think Joe Biden willfully held on to classified documents that he has had for almost four decades as a senator. That was one thing. If you're a president, you can say, okay, I have the right to declassify these documents. And we can go backwards and forward as to when they can and when they can't. I think that's all smoke screens and mirrors. I think it's just the Democrats' attempt at trying to make an issue out of something whereby there is no issue, because we can very easily say, okay, he took the documents, he's the president, we can quibble over when he can and when he can't, but let's just leave it at that. But Andrew, here's something else. Biden has been on the Hill for almost 40 years. He has been on a lot of committees that require secrecy. He knows better. Now, one could say that Trump, being a novice, wasn't aware or did not completely understand that you can't take these documents. And I don't know why no one has ever mentioned that. Because to me, that's more of a valid reason to say, okay, he did it. He shouldn't have done it. He's a novice. He wasn't a politician. So he took them. Okay, not a good deal, but he's learned his lesson. But to try and bring a case around and try to put him in jail, which is what Jack Smith is doing, trying to overreach with the law, and then you have this judge who's going along with it, I'm like, it's obvious that these people are in cahoots. And if we had a fair media, they would call it out. They would say, this makes absolutely no sense. What are we doing here? What are we trying to tell to the American people? They should call this Jack Smith out and the judge and say, we got to stop this. This is crazy. Okay, he shouldn't have done it. But to try to throw him in jail with all these 98, 94 counts, indictments, and that's something else that they kept bringing up. Oh, he's been like indicted 94 times and blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, come on. Stop. But going back to the question that I proposed and I was going to break, as to why Joe Biden did this, willfully held these documents. And Robert Hur said, because he felt that, you know, from talking to him, that he wanted history to make him out to be this great person. He was trying to protect his legacy by writing this great book that people would be at awe over. Needless to say, I don't even remember the book he wrote because it didn't make the Times bestseller list. So it was all for naught. And not only that, Andrew, they said, but is there another reason why? Jim Jordan said, and Jim Jordan was excellent when he came out, because you would have these Democrats coming out saying, oh, you exonerated him. And Herbert would say, no, I did it. And then I was getting like all like tense and like, my God, these guys are lying. Someone has got to call them out on it. And each time Jim Jordan would come in and say, well, I think I know why you did it. He said, now, didn't Joe Biden get some money for this book? And Robert Hur said, well, I can't remember. He said, you can't. Well, it's written in your report. $8 million he was given. He said, so it seems to me he held on to these documents because he was going to get $8 million for writing a book. $8 million. Joe sold out the country for $8 million. Now, who knows what else he sold the country out for with Ukraine, with Romania, with China. because he's just giving them just carte blanche with everything here in America. He's letting the Chinese buy farmlands. And why are we allowing the Chinese to buy farmland? And next to government, a lot of these secret areas, outposts, why are we allowing this? And I'm asking both Democrats and Republicans, why are we, and you can't go to China and buy land. Why are we allowing them to buy our land? I hope that's on Trump's list of to-do things to end it and say, okay, you got it. Now you got to sell it back to us. And if you don't, tough luck. They should not own anything here in America. Absolutely nothing. We're selling the country out. I remember back in the 80s when we were allowing the Japanese to buy a lot of our buildings. And everyone thought, ha, 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 they're buying these buildings. And they're buying it, and it's not even worth it. Only to find out they were buying too many. Our landmark buildings, Rockefeller Center was one of them. I think they tried to buy the Empire State Building. Americans can be really dumb sometimes when it comes to money. Just like Joe Biden. Willing to hold on to classified documents for $8 million. That's why he did it. And here's another kicker. So Robert Hur said, well, I'm not going to charge him because his memory, he's a nice old man, and a jury won't find him guilty. Well, you know why a jury wouldn't find him guilty? Because they would have tried him in D.C. What is D.C.? A liberal bastion. Everyone knows it. And as I have said so many times, we need to move the seat of the government out of D.C. Do you all see what I'm saying now? We need to move it out. Let the White House stay there, let the Capitol stay there, but the FBI, the CIA, and a lot of the other agencies, move them out to Middle America. Move the FBI to Texas. Move it to Kansas City. Move it to Arizona. But it has to leave D.C. because the people who are working there are hacks, partisan hacks. They're Democrats. They're liberals. All of them. We need to move it out. It is dangerous to have them there. Again, I hope that's on Trump's to-do list. Move it out. Now, here's something else I wanted to mention to you. Because you're always talking about Trump trying to obstruct justice and we need to put all these people in jail. And right now, they have one of Trump's associates who's Peter Navarro. They're trying to force him to jail. A judge just wants him to report to jail. I think it's March 17th. Why is that? Why are they trying to force him to jail? When you think back to Clinton years, when Berger, I think he was the chief of staff in Clinton's White House, was caught stuffing secret documents in his pants and his socks. He didn't go to jail. But T. Peter Navarro, oh, they want to send him to jail immediately. Immediately. Why? No, I ask the question because Biden's ghostwriter, when he learned that a special prosecutor had been appointed to investigate Joe Biden and the classified documents, someone in Joe Biden's camp got in contact with him, Andrew, and told him, you need to get rid of the evidence. And you know what he did? He shredded documents. Now, to me, that's obstruction of justice. Why didn't they arrest him? Why didn't Robert Hur investigate him? Why didn't Robert Hur bring him in and interview him? And they put that question to Robert Hur, and he said, well, I didn't think there was a need to do it. This guy obstructed justice. He got rid of the evidence. Robert Hur's response, well, he got rid of some of the documents, but there was a transcript that he had. I don't care. Someone from Biden's White House or Biden's orbit got in tongue contact with this ghostwriter and told him to get rid of the evidence, and he did. Does that not warrant an arrest? What's going on here? Two tiers of justice. Two tiers of justice, and we see it being played out. And the only thing the Democrats have to do is say, oh, but Robert Hur, you exonerated Biden. He said, no, I did not. Oh, yes, you did. No, I did not. Pramila Jayapal. No, I did not. Jerry Nadler. No, I did not. Cori Bush. No, I did not. Adam Schiff. I did not exonerate him. You guys are trying to make it seem as if though I did, but I did not. He was not exonerated. So why are they saying it? Because they want to get that out in the public square so that they can repeat it over and over again. Jamie Raskin, he was another one. Attacking Robert Hur, attacking his credibility. The facts are there. Well, why would you put something in the report about his mental health? Well, most prosecutors do that to get to the state of mind. It's not their fault that Joe came off rambling. It's not their fault that the judge or his doctor didn't think to give him a cocktail of Adderall and vitamin B and vitamin whatever else to keep him, make him coherent. And this interview took place, Andrew, over 2 days. I think it was October 8th and 9th. What happened prior to that? October 7th. That's when Hamas attacked Israel. Brutally attacked Israel. What else happened during that time frame? Well, we had them giving money to Iran. We had the war going on in Ukraine. Biden was focusing in on giving them more money. We had our borders being breached. We had Casey Hutchinson being celebrated by the media for telling a lie that when Trump was in his limo on Jan 6, he tried to attack the driver because he wanted the driver to take him to the Capitol so that he could get out and protest. Really? Well, the driver just came out and said that that didn't happen. And we're finding out that it didn't happen because he took in a sworn affidavit said that it didn't happen. But our girl Liz Cheney, who got defeated at the polls, and rightfully so, hid the information. She and Adam Kissinger. And we mentioned that last night on the show. These people are corrupt. They need to be stopped. They need to be held accountable. Because we see now that it's just a cabal of corruption. We in the United States, we're better than that. We are much better than these people. These are the people who are supposed to be representing we the people. This is the reason why I come down, Andrew, so hard on Republicans. I come down so hard on Republicans who will not support other Republicans that are hardcore. Maybe now the Laura Trump and another man, I can't think of his name right now, they're over the Republican National Committee, and I heard that they're cleaning house. Maybe they will start allocating money to Republicans, true Republicans, whereby we will make us competitive in a lot of these areas. There is no reason why Republicans can't be competitive in New York City or New York as a whole, because a majority of the votes come from New York City, but you have other surrounding areas that are Republican. Right now, as opposed to moving out of these cities, Republicans should be encouraged to go to these cities and turn it around. That's what Democrats do. Look at all the Democrats that have flocked to Florida. Look at all the Democrats that have flocked to Texas. And they have gone there because they've messed up the liberal cities like Chicago and New York City and California, Los Angeles. So they've messed those cities up. So now they want to go to the cities whereby it's safe and it's peaceful, law-abiding citizens, where the justice system actually works. But see, when they get there, they're bringing all their loony-toony ideas. Oh, we don't like this. Let's change the law. And then they'll mess up those cities. Republicans need to stand tall, and they need to start going to these cities with the intent of changing it around. No, trust me, I've thought many times to get out of New York City. I'm like, I can't take it. It's too crazy. But I'm like, do I give up? The same way we gave up on education, and then we let all these radicals to come in and take over. The same way we gave up on Hollywood, and we let the radicals come in with their crazy agendas. We can't give up. We have to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And hopefully now, like I said, now that Trump's daughter-in-law is over the RNC, maybe things will change. Maybe they'll start allocating money where it should be. I mean, I look at the Republican Party here in New York City, and it's run by this billionaire. And I think he's just there just to get the attention, because he's certainly not winning candidates to get candidates up on the Hill. We have to rethink this thing, because what's happening now should not be happening.
Speaking of which, what do you make of George Santos running for office again. Did you see that? Him at the State of the Union, and he announced that he's going to run again. I guess if he wins the primary, more power to him, but it seems like he's already got a target on his back.
Well, I wonder, how did he even get to the State of the Union? Who invited him? How did he get through the doors? I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, really? And just to answer your question, I mean, you look at some of the folks we have now, if he's determined he wants to do it, if he does the right thing, so be it. I mean, you and I always said, Andrew, that they should have never tried to kick him out. Should have let him stay there and let the people decide. Let the people decide. But you had these Republicans, knucklehead Republicans, who, oh, no, we want to get him out. Oh, no, because we want to show you that we're virtuous. We want to show you that we're committed. No, what you're doing is that you're lessening your power. You're giving up your power. You're giving your power to someone else, to Democrats. And that's all they want. How the heck is Adam Schiff still in Congress? And now he's running for to be a senator. I hope he loses. How is Sheila Jackson Lee, and this is the kicker, ran for to be the mayor of Houston, and she lost miserably, and she's still in the House. I mean, it's like, well, if I don't win here, I'm going to come back here because I got to keep this job. I've got to stay here because the people need me. It's an embarrassment, and I shake my head. And I say, you know, we've got to wake up. And today, the other day, was a complete eye-opener watching these Democrats attack the man who gave them a get-out-of-jail card. And I got to mention Jerry Nadler, because he is the co-chairman of this committee, he and Jim Jordan. And he came out again. He came out also attacking Robert Hur. That his report was nothing, that he was trying to shield for the Republicans, and how could he? Andrew, these are the same people that when Merrick Garland selected this man, they praised it. Oh, this is great. He's a Republican, and why are Republicans mad? And, oh, be quiet. Oh, he's going to do a good job. But as soon as he came on, we already knew that they said that there would be no charges. We knew from the get-start there would be no charges. And that's the reason where Republicans were concerned. Because you're going to charge Trump, but right out the gate, you're saying that there would be no charges. Because remember, he was investigating not only Biden, but also Mike Pence. And they came out and said no charges against Mike Pence. But that old Trump, oh, no, we're going to get him. But what for? What did he do that was so bad? Now, we're up against another commercial break, but we're going to pick this up. And we're going to talk about some more knucklehead Republicans who have decided all at once, we're going to step down and we're going to make our margin in the House a lot thinner. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, never slow news with the Republicans, that is for sure. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. If you're looking for some great products, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.shop. Tons of great books and other things, authors from right here on America Out Loud. Be sure to check out AmericaOutLoud.shop. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutLoud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Continuing our discussion tonight, something we haven't gotten to yet was Joe Biden came up on the short end of the stick to, what's his name? Jason Palmer. Is that right, Rob?
That's it.
Jason Palmer. I don't even know the guy's name. In America, Samoa. Apparently, this guy put the hurting on Joe Biden. We've seen him lose a lot of districts. Particularly in states like Michigan, where there's a lot of Muslims that are unhappy with him about the Israel support that he's shown up to this point. But to lose a territory, that's something I don't know if I've seen a president do in quite some time when he's the incumbent. I mean, that just shows you this guy's support is fledging, and obviously he's not doing enough for American Samoa, Rob.
He's not, Andrew. And I think what also we've got to realize is that this is the first time a sitting president has lost a primary, I would say, in the past 60 years. And it's worth repeating, it's worth talking about, that he lost American Samoa to Jason Palmer. So this guy apparently has a lot of pull in the American Samoas. Now, of course, the media downplayed it. They don't want to talk about it, but they love talking about Trump and how Nikki Haley came close to having the most delegates with him in New Hampshire, and how she came close to him in all these other states that we knew that she wasn't going to win. But right. They want to repeat that over and over again.
Why aren't they talking about Jason Palmer?
Right. They don't want to talk about that because they know that it's an embarrassment, that it's never, ever happened. And they don't want the American people, the people that support Joe, to know that he lost to a person who's an obscure person. Like you said, we had to look his name up.
He lost to a guy nobody's heard of.
Right. He lost. But the media, they don't care. They want to say, oh, no, but he still has the pull. For him to lose, even if he's going to be the nominee, the party's nominee, to be out front, and to lose America Samoa to a no-namer Jason Palmer, it's huge. And I got to say this also, Andrew. The name of the what was the name of the guy who was running against him, the representative who was Dean, was it Dean Williams? The guy who was running in the primary against Joe Biden was Dean something.
Was it Dean Phillips?
Dean Phillips. Yeah, he's now come out and he's giving Biden this like unequivocal endorsement after the State of the Union. Oh my God, I was shaking in my boots. I was like, oh my God, this guy is going to be horrible, and how can we vote for him? And now all at once, it's like he's found religion, and he's glad. Yes, I'm behind Biden. I'm behind him 100%. No, you're not, because you too question his cognitive ability. The same way Robert Herr's report questioned his cognitive ability. So what changed? I'll tell you what changed. Someone told him, you need to get your arse together or else we're going to mess up. You better get in here and fall in line with the rest of us. So don't be surprised. Don't be shocked that, oh, now he's saying, oh, Joe is the greatest. Joe is not. He is the same Joe who, after Robert Herr's report came out, Joe Biden came out and started yelling and screaming at reporters and saying that, oh, wait a minute, how dare he ask about my son's death? I know that, and how dare he question this, and how dare he? Well, he did it because it was the truth. He did it because you woefully, as he said, tried to keep documents for not 2 years, but Andrew, for four decades. 4 decades, Joe has had these documents in an unsecured location, classified documents. And for 4 years, China was more than likely going through the boxes along with Hunter Biden. And we're not supposed to connect the dots. We're not supposed to say that this happened. because Hunter Biden is coming out now saying that all this pressure on him, I mean, he might relapse. Well, I hope he does relapse. I hate to say it, but come on. This guy actually came out, Andrew, a couple of weeks ago and was saying, you know, with all this pressure, this will make a person relapse. And then the media chimed in and said, oh, poor Hunter Biden, all this that he's going through. And see, they were testing the waters to see if people were going to come out and say, that's right. You know, yeah. he's an addict. They need to leave him alone because they can easily relapse.
To me, that sounds like a guy who's currently a drug addict using drugs. He's already making his excuses. Well, when I get busted next time, it's because the Republicans were mean to me. It made me relapse. It's already his cover story.
Absolutely. And that's what he was trying to say. And the media was trying to typically play it out there to see if they would have other addicts to come out and say, yeah, you got to leave him alone. But they didn't buy the story. So the story, of course, it immediately died out. But I thought, are they seriously going to run with that? Because him saying that, you know, if you're putting all this pressure, I might relapse. And my poor dad, you're putting my dad through all this. And, you know, that's my dad and I can't take this. No, you're going to relapse regardless. And just to throw in one more thing, you know, with this whole thing, I'm surprised that Robert Hur didn't say anything about drug using drugs or the drugs that were found in the White House. I mean, he gave him a complete pass. He didn't exonerate him over the $8 million that Joe wanted because Joe thinks that he's like the best thing out there. And here's something else, Andrew, we have to realize is that for the longest, the media has known that Joe was an empty suit. They've known it. Now, Joe has been on all these committees. Joe's known for putting his foot in his mouth when he talks. They've known this. And Joe really wasn't a popular person with the media. And see, when you're unable to put all this into context, you will think that Joe was like, he's the smartest man out there, and he's always been that way. But if you go back in history and you really look at this, you'll realize that when Joe ran for the presidency in 1986, the media didn't like him. When he ran again in 1989 or 90, the media didn't like him. When he ran against Barack Obama, the media still didn't like him. They have never liked Joe Biden. He's been a useful tool. He's come out and said a lot of stuff. And if you even go back and play the tapes, you'll see that a lot of things that Joe is saying that he believes now, he was completely against. He was completely against gay marriage until he found it to be political expedient for him. He was completely against illegal aliens until he found out, oh, well, this might help me out. So Joe has this like changed and flip-flopped his position since he's been on the Hill. Now, one thing he has not changed on, and that is getting things wrong when it comes to foreign affairs. And Robert Gates told us that. And look at what we're in the middle of right now. Look at Ukraine. I think they even asked him, Robert Hur even asked him about Ukraine. He couldn't even remember what was going on there. He couldn't even remember the fall of Afghanistan, and he caused it. Joe has been wrong on foreign affairs. But see, the media will not sum all this up into totality for you. They want you to think that Joe has always been this great, like powerful leader, but he has not been. All you have to do is look at history. But then too, Andrew, when you try to do the research, the only major search engine right now is Google. Google is partisan. I hate to say it, but Google needs to be broken up. Google has gotten too big for its britches or for its search engine. Because now when you try to search things up, they will only bring up what they want you to see. You're thinking that you're getting the latest and the greatest, but you're not. Okay, you're only getting what they want you to see. If you were to Google the devil, you'll probably get Trump. That this is how biased Google is. Now, sometimes we say that, well, this is a private market. We should let them, control themselves and navigate themselves and do whatever, but they won't do it. And that's the reason why the government has to step in. Which is even more so evident when you're looking at our Department of Justice, how it has been weaponized against anyone that does not agree with the policies of the Democrat Party. What we witnessed the other day on the Hill with Robert Hur was a prime example as to how deep the schism is and has gotten in D.C. Joe has not been exonerated, but they're telling us that he has been. And I just submit to you even more so the reason why they need to move a lot of our government agencies out of D.C. Now, Andrew, you know, I've been saying this for quite some time. Are you now coming around to seeing why I'm saying this? That they need to move groups like the FBI, start with the FBI, out of D.C. because the FBI has become weaponized. And I think it was weaponized back during the Hoover days, and then it went down. They kind of thought they had whittled that out. But even more so now we see it with Christopher Wray, who, by the way, was on the Hill testifying at the same time they were having these hearings with Robert Hur, and he started to admit that we have let in a lot of terrorists. Before then, he was saying no issue. Now he's coming out saying, oh, no, they're terrorists that are here. Do you agree with me somewhat? Can you meet me halfway, Andrew, when I say that the seat of our government has to be moved?
It makes a lot of sense. You just look at how liberal Washington, D.C. is. It's this territory that Nikki Haley won. And there were only like 6,000 registered Republicans who even voted. I mean, it was just a sad showing. And that makes you question, how would President Trump ever get a fair jury in Washington, D.C.? It's such a liberal city. They're so brainwashed there. It is not a good representation of our country, that is for sure.
It's not. And Trump cannot get a fair trial there. You would think that a judge would say, okay, we will move it. We'll change venue. Because we know that he can't, but they won't do it because they're counting on a jury finding him guilty. And all the cases that he's gone through, like in New York, I knew they were going to find him guilty. The Alvin Bragg, if they have that trial, they're going to find him guilty. And that is the reason why they're pushing it. And it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure out this is what they're doing. Because if weren't the case, it would say, well, wait a minute, let's make certain that we have an equal representation here. We're not going to try the case here in New York City. Let's move it to Long Island because we have Republicans there. But no judge would do it. The same way the judges are denying Trump, he wants to delay the Alvin Bragg case trial. He wanted to delay having to post a bond or to pay E. Jean Carroll. And the judge, oh, no, you can't do it. No, we want the money right up front. I'm like, no. You know what we've seen this played out before? With black men. Unable to post bail, unable to post a bond, and they've been thrown in jail. And that's the reason why Trump is saying, you know, this is almost akin to what black men have encountered. Now, of course, Charles Barkley didn't like it. Stephen E. Smith, he didn't like it. Oh, how dare you say that? You can't say that. That's racism. No, it's not. They're afraid that black men will say this is so true. It is the exact same thing. Again, I submit to you all, you look at what happened in Fulton County, Georgia. Martin Luther King was also thrown in jail in Fulton County. And it was by Democrats. But see, they don't want to make the connection. They don't want to bring it up. They're afraid to bring it up. Even many on the right are afraid to bring it up. But I'm not afraid to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up. B.B. Diamond and I, we spoke about this. We even spoke about what Trump is going through is similar to what, now hear me out now, Jesus Christ went through. I am not saying that Trump is Jesus Christ. By no means am I saying that. But he was persecuted, Jesus, for speaking the truth, and the people didn't like it. Look at what's happening to Trump. Martin Luther King, the exact same thing. Even Malcolm X. When people speak the truth, a majority don't like it. Because they're being sold lies. Robert Hur spoke the truth in his report. They didn't like it. They even tried to throw Bill Barr. They said, oh, well, Bill Barr, he came in, he editorialized, and he said this and said that. He gave Trump a get-out-of-jail card, the same way Robert Hur is doing. No, Bill Barr sold this for what it was worth, and he tried to save the country because he knew there was no Russia collusion. And had John Durham's report came out in time, it would have been more effective because he would have said, you see, there was no collusion. But see, right now, people are still saying there was collusion when there wasn't. And we need to set the record straight. We need to clean up these lies, the same lies with COVID. Andrew, there's so many lies that are out there. that we need to clean up. But Democrats will keep a thing going. And that is the reason why throughout this hearing the other day, they kept trying to say that Robert Hur exonerated Joe. And he said, no, I did not. I did not exonerate him. I said that I can't take this to trial because no reasonable jury would find him guilty because of his memory. And he's an old man. Now, see, they didn't want to talk about the memory because they want to say, oh, well, look at what happened when he gave the State of the Union. Yeah, we saw he was on Adderall, which is the reason why I said, and we're going to have a show about this, that if there is a debate, they should have a drug testing. They should also have a cognitive test, and they should put it out there for the American people to see it. And I will say it again. This is what Republicans should be saying. Get in front of it. Control the narrative. Just say it. I mean, unless you're fearful that maybe Trump is on drugs, which I doubt seriously, but I would throw it out there. I would say no. If I were Trump, I would say, okay, we will, but these are the ground rules. I want him to have a drug test, and I will take a drug test. Even if they don't do it, you put it out there so that people will start thinking, well, why won't they have a drug test? What's wrong with that? If your body is free of drugs, do it. Now, Joel will come back and say, oh, well, I'm taking this medicine for my arthritis. I'm taking this medicine for my sleep apnea. Okay, all of that would come out. But we want a drug test. We also want a cognitive test. Because if what Robert Hur said, if the Democrats want to refute it, okay, this is how we refute it. Just do the drug test. Plain and simple. Do it. But see, they won't do it. The same way they want to attack him and make him out to be the bad guy, Robert Hur isn't the bad guy. It's Joe. It's the Democrats. And they thought that this was going to be ended when Robert Hur wrote his report and said, there's nothing here. And by the way, also came out is that someone in Joe's camp tried to convince Robert Hur to lessen his report, to take out some items. But see, they don't want to talk about that. So what if they want to take out? Well, everything about his cognitive ability, about his memory. It's not about the age. It's about his cognitive ability. Joe was not exonerated. Joe sold the country out for $8 million on a book deal whereby the book didn't do well at all. Joe's ghostwriter obstructed justice because when he found out that Robert Hur was going to come in and interview Joe, he decided someone from Joe's camp said, get rid of a lot of the information. There is your willful intent. There's your obstruction of justice. Whereas with Trump, Nauer knew that he had the documents, and they knew that the documents were under lock and key. All the boxes that they had shown you, there was nothing. There were probably boxes of something else. Only one box would have took care of those 180 documents that the FBI claimed that they got. Smoke screens and mirrors. Joe was not exonerated. Joe was not exonerated. And Joe tried to obstruct justice, Andrew.
Very well said. We're all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to your podcast, or go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.